Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. In its draft version of the primary and secondary students' behavior code, the educational authority in East China's Zhejiang province has included a requirement that students must remember the date of their parents' birthday. Ooh, why is it that this has been written into a rule?
Apparently, because everybody keeps saying filial piety is such an important part of traditional Chinese culture, but when it comes to actual deeds, when it comes to people's actions, not a whole lot of students are showing that. So I guess the authority decides to take the matters into their own hands and make people do it. And personally, I have to say, I'm a little bit shocked because I thought everybody knows their parents' birthday by heart already, and it doesn't need somebody requiring you to do so.
Oh, Liu Yan, let's not make assumptions. Mr. Bob Jones, do you know the answer to my question? That is, well, you don't need to spill out the exact date, but do you know the dates of your parents' birthday?
Oh, yes, and I'm happy to spill out the dates as well, exactly, if you want me to. I can say my mother was on the 1st of February and my father was on the 6th of June.
Oh.
So I know exactly when they are. But, you know, I'm with you on this because I find it so extraordinary that that you would have to go this far to tell children that they have to remember their parents' birthdays, because when I was growing up, it was exciting. Birthdays are exciting, and you might act it out at school. You know, how are we going to have a birthday party? And then everybody wants a birthday party, and then you want to have birthday parties for your pets and birthday parties for your parents and your grandparents, etc. And then you go too far of celebrating everybody's birthday that you know, and then after a while, you calm down and maybe choose a few friends and say, I'll remember your birthday, but, you know, everybody else, sorry, you know, not interested. But no, I mean, surely this cannot be, I don't know, maybe I'm coming at it from a Western point of view, but this is an extraordinary story.
But you do think that it's common sense that one should know your parents' birthday?
Totally.
Yes. I mean, if you know your parents.
I am a Chinese person and I love my parents so much, and I think I express that a bit too much on this show sometimes, so, and just to save the goosebumps of people, I'm not going to say anything more about my love towards my parents, and of course I know their birthdays, but I have a good friend. He works in this organization. He's American, and he is very, very close to his parents. And he is a wonderful son, and he honors and respects his parents and all that. But when I first asked him, do you know what your dad's birthday is? And no, I asked, do you know how old your dad is? And he said, in his 50s. And I was shocked. Yeah, so here's my question.
Oh, well, that's a different question, though, isn't it? How old people are.
Well, that's like a simpler question,
no,
I feel.
No, but it isn't, because certainly in the UK, you're not supposed to ask a lady her age.
Well, if she's not in the room, I think it's all right to ask.
No, you shouldn't even speculate. I'm sorry.
All right, okay. We operate according to different rules.
Yes.
But I get your point, Mr. Bob Jones. And here's my question. Is knowing your parents' birthday the perfect adjudicator to whether you care for your parents or not?
I don't think that's the best way to decide if your love for your parents is authentic or true or nice or whatever. But I do think if you don't even know that, then you have no place telling other people, I love my parents so much.
Well, let's say if you're, okay, I'm going to extremes here, washing your parents' feet every night, but I might not know that he's or her is born on January the 13th or not. You know,
see,
doesn't the action matter a bit more?
Yeah, in theory, I agree with that 100%. However, in reality, I just don't think that's possible. I mean, if if you are willing to wash your parents' feet every single night, I just don't think it's possible that you don't even know their birthday.
What do you think, Bob?
I think that it's a lifestyle, isn't it? How you feel towards your parents, the filial piety, as it's called, you know, for whatever reason you do it. I mean, we always have that phrase, honor thy father and thy mother, is what we say, which is the equivalent of lots of other things in different countries and different beliefs and whatever, is that, you know, they've done a lot for you. And they've, you know, they've brought you into the world and they've looked after you for the longest time and will always be there, you hope. So, I don't know. I suppose it depends on how, you know, I think if you were to phone your parents on their birthday and say, hey, you know, I'm actually traveling the world at the moment, but I just, you know, wanted to phone up and say, I know it's your birthday today. I didn't send you a present. I'm not there. You know, I can't do anything. I can't wash your feet.
But I'm thinking about you.
But I'm thinking about you. I don't know. Weigh that one up. I mean, just the fact, because I know my mum used to love it when I actually used to phone her on my birthday to say, thank you for having me, which is what you tend to say when people invite you to parties.
Yes.
So it was just
to parties.
Yeah.
No, I would be extremely offended if my son.
No, I wanted to say thank you for bringing me into the world. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, that's better then.
Yeah.
That's better. And yes, on my birthday, I always, if I'm in the same country as my mom, then I would always spend that day with her because, yes, it might be my birthday that day, but it is the day.
Today she suffered.
She suffered the most in her life.
And she's been suffering ever since.
I'd like to think that I've also brought some joy to her life. Yeah, so do you think that this sense of filial piety is necessary to be promoted in today's China?
Yeah, I think it's necessary to be promoted. I just don't think requiring people to remember the birthdays is the best choice.
Yes, well, I can't agree with you more on this one, Mr. Liu Yan. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the final end of today's show. You can find us at Easy FM Roundtable on WeChat. Bye-bye!